On the outskirts of Burkina Faso's capital, Ouagadougou, are the few remaining residents of the village of Taoumba in the north, huddled together, still in shock, after an attack by the ISIL affiliate, the Islamic State in the Greater Sahara. The men and boys of the village are gone, either killed or missing. Is Baba still alive, asks Awadiko. She misses her father. Her family had been warned, the only man in the village to know how to read and write and do simple maths. Awa's father knew too much. This made the fighters uncomfortable and suspicious of him. So they took him away and killed the rest of the family. Awa survived because of help from her neighbors. She was brought to the capital. This is her home for now. But for how long, she wonders.
I don't go to school here. I sweep. I bring water. I clean. That's all I do. This has become my life.
Burkina Faso's army is overwhelmed by the increasing number of attacks by armed groups linked to ISIL and Al-Qaeda. The government has called on its citizens to take up arms. The U.S.-based Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project recorded a 650% increase in civilian deaths last year. According to the UN, 1.3 million people in Burkina Faso have been displaced because of the fighting between armed groups and government forces. Most are children.
Government schools are systematically burned down. Teachers are killed. According to children's rights groups, the Islamic State in the Greater Sahara wants to see children not holding a pen and in school, but rather holding a gun, fighting for their cause.
8-year-old Idrissa's father was killed after he refused to hand over his child to armed groups. He was spared, but not the others. Idrissa whispers to me, I saw them slit the throats of my friends. In orphaned children, armed groups see potential fighters. The government says children armed with guns and machetes aged between 12 and 15 killed 160 people in the village of Solan in June.
It is a real challenging conflict that children are. They're trying to recruit children. And one of the biggest things that we can do, or one of the most important things we can do to try to protect them, is to offer them proper education, because that is something that will keep them protected and have them being able to focus on something else.
The conflict in Burkina Faso has left young Awa scared and looking for answers. Questions only her father has answers to. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Ouagadougou.